There's now over 15 million mobile phones in Australia, and with such a high penetration of these devices, our country has become a prime target for cyber criminal activity in this area. Now, one of the latest security threats to emerge on mobile is known as SMishing. To explain this and exactly what it is and how it can be avoided, I'm joined by Simon Banks, Head of Merchant Services at PayPal. Thanks for joining me on Tech Daily, Simon.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
What exactly is SMishing? Am I saying that right? And who does it affect?
So there's no perfect way to say it, but smishing is what some people say.
Right.
But it's using an SMS message or a text message to actually try and fish for personal information. So you'll get a text message from somebody purporting to be maybe a company you deal with, and that text message will fish or smish, as we say,
yes,
or smish for information about you that's your personal information.
So this is not too dissimilar to what we see on email occasionally, right?
Similar concept, which is why in email we used to call the term phishing,
yes,
with a P-H, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, phishing. It's the same concept where somebody is making themselves look like somebody you know or a company that you know, but they're doing it through a text message and trying to get you to put personal information, often into a link in the text message, into a link that you'll then click on, which is something that we would ask you not to do.
So why do you think it is that cyber criminals have moved to SMS to try and, you know, trick us out of our hard-earned cash?
Look, I think it's part and parcel of what you said at the beginning, that, you know, Australians are very savvy mobile phone users. We have one of the highest adoptions of smartphones, you know, on the entire planet. So it's kind of, without wanting to pun the term about fishing, it's like fishing where the fish are, right? Mm. If people are using their phones every day, you know, there's a lot of stats now about how people just can't put the phone down. SMS has become a very good way to communicate. It's very direct, it's very fast, it's very efficient. These are all the good things of SMS. And it's just the fraudsters keeping up with that, recognizing that people are, you know, living on this device and living in text messages to a certain extent. So they've moved their attention to this as a way of trying to fish for, you know, information about people.
Okay, so how can we tell if an SMS is, in fact, dodgy?
That's a good question. And actually, you know, a really important point for your listeners is that the text will often have a name of a business that they've dealt with. It might be their telco. It might be their bank. It might be their energy company. You know, it will often look like a text from somebody that the person legitimately deals with. But some of the telltale signs, often the capitalizations and punctuations won't be quite right. They'll normally get the spelling of the company right, but the real big telltale is the sense of urgency, right? Mm. You must respond. Dear Andy, we need you to do this immediately. Andy, you must click on this link to avoid having your account suspended. Typically, the more urgent a business is texting you or a number is texting you for information, the more dodgy it probably is.
And you mentioned a key point there is it'll quite often, one of these messages will come from someone you perhaps deal with. Is that why perhaps PayPal account holders have become a prime target for this, what are we calling it, smishing?
Smishing. Look, PayPal, just like a lot of providers in the market, are targets. You know, as I say, people use SMS messages as a really effective way of communicating with customers and with each other. I don't think PayPal's targeted any more than any other online business or any other mobile-centric business. And because mobile is such a big part of our lives, we have a big role to play, as does a lot of the Australian business, you know, banking and financial services community in working collaboratively to make sure we try and minimise the impacts of stuff like this. A big part of it is educating consumers on what the risks are and how to avoid them.
Okay, so say, for example, I get an SMS and it says, "Hey, Andy, your PayPal account is about to be suspended. You must click on this link. What do I do if I'm not sure if that's legit?"
Yeah, so firstly, PayPal will never send you an SMS asking you to click on a link to share your account information. We won't do it. And interestingly, any reputable Australian business will not ask you to do that. So I want to make that point really, really clear.
Right.
If you do receive a text from PayPal or from any other provider that you deal with, you know, what I would say to you, to your listeners, is, you know, the first thing you should do is verify, if it's asking you to take action, is to verify with the website of the company itself, right? So if there is a link in an email asking you to put information in, do not click the link,
right?
If it's telling you to log into your PayPal account, or it's telling you to log into your banking account, but not providing you with a link to do it, you would go and log into your account like you normally would on your laptop or your desktop or something like that. But be very suspicious of links that you see in text messages asking you to take action, particularly if they want you to take urgent action. Chances are it's a smishing attack. And so in that environment, what I would say is, you know, if you're in doubt, always make contact with the company that is purporting to send the email. You know, if I called my bank and said, hey, I've got this text from you asking me to urgently update my details, in a few minutes on the phone, they would say, we would never send you that information. And secondly, yes, it's legitimate, or no, it's not legitimate. Does that sort of answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. So for people who are looking for more information on, you know, say, protecting their PayPal account specifically and things like that, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, sure. So firstly, I'd say go to the website, which is www.paypal.com.au. There's plenty of information there. More importantly, though, if people think, or if they see an email, a text message that looks like it's from PayPal, mm-hmm. I would say, you know, and they're not sure, as I say, we would never ask for personal information on a text message. But if you're not sure, or if you suspect that somebody is using PayPal to try and get information out of you, I would take a screenshot of the text. Do not click on the link. Take a screenshot of the text and email it to a mail queue called phishing@paypal.com.au. And phishing is spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. phishing@paypal.com.au. Because a big part of what we have to do here in Australia, along with a lot of other organisations, is chase these people down that do this and make sure that we try and stamp this out as best we can.
Excellent. Good tips there. Simon Banks from PayPal, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Andy, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.